For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in the day, Kevin Claxton was one heck of an athlete. Great football player at Boyd Anderson, went on to Wisconsin, played there, coached there, came back to his alma mater. And I will tell you this, things are kind of popping a little bit in Lauderdale Lakes. And Coach Kevin Claxton is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me.
This is big. I mean, you know, every time I'm sure that when you were running sprints or, you know, playing ball at Boyd Anderson, you said, you know, maybe one day I'll be back here to coach. I mean, and you never know. You never know what happens. And I know that you were a student of the game, education. Everything was important. What's it like being, they say you can't come home sometimes, but what's it like being home?
It's been great. You know, got the job last August right before the season started and kind of, you know, went through a shift with personnel. And it's just been good getting to know the talent that's at the school and trying to get it back to where we believe Boyd Anderson should be. And that's competitive and playing good football.
You know, when you think, and then back in the day, you know, Lauderdale Lakes Vikings, one of the best youth football programs in the country. I mean, the talent that they used to produce right down the block, not far away. I mean, you look at guys, you know, like Asante Samuel and Bynes and all these kids and that have come to that. Do you have that pipeline started? Or are you trying to tap back into that?
Yeah, it's trying to get something that we're trying to tap back into. You know, for a while, Boyd Anderson hadn't been the cool or, you know, sexy program to come play for. And we're slowly trying to build it back up by working with what we have and developing the talent that we do have. And hopefully we'll become attractive to some of those programs like Lauderdale Lakes, which used to be a feeder program to our school. So we're slowly trying to get there, trying to establish those relationships and, you know, have open doors so that they can always come and check us out. And we definitely support them when they're out playing their national games.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, also, you're an education guy. You preach, hey, listen, you got to get grades or we don't need you around here. I mean, because you grew up in an environment where you saw kids who had all the talent in the world, but they didn't achieve in the classroom. Here, you did. You combined everything. You went on to college, got your degree, had an opportunity to go to a really good Big Ten program in Wisconsin. Talk about that, because I think that when you're getting kids, you also got to tell the parents, listen, it's just not about football. We got to get him ready for the next level in life.
Right. So that's pretty much our big thing at Boyd Anderson is just being able to coach the entire person, whether that be on life or recommending classes to take and helping them get ready for college degrees and what they'll want to study in college. So we really believe in educating them and being mentors to the young men and trying to make the football part easy by having a good relationship with the person.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Kevin Claxton joining us, head coach at Boyd Anderson. District-wise, there's a couple of teams that you could play with in there, obviously. Hollywood Hills, MacArthur, and then obviously the elephant in the room, St. Thomas Aquinas. But at least it's an opportunity for you guys to play a challenging schedule. I mean, you guys, you know, you're still going to play some of the top teams from, you know, last year. You got what you got Ely and you, which is always going to be a tough game. Lauderdale, Piper. Talk about the schedule, and I know you can only take one game at a time, but it's a competitive schedule. It's going to give these kids a lot of exposure for college as well.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what our slogan has become, right? Competitives only. That's kind of who we want to be and what our identity wants to be. We don't want to have the guys who want to, you know, team up and play with the best. We want to try to work and beat the best, and our schedule is definitely that. We have a competitive schedule where we're going to be playing against some really talented players. Obviously, in South Florida, everyone has one or two players that can kind of change the game, and our schedule is kind of riddled with teams like that that have some really talented players and good coaching staff. So we've been working really hard trying to get ourselves ready to go out and play a competitive schedule, and we're not just looking to play a competitive schedule. We're trying to go out and make some noise and win some games this year. So that's been our focus this offseason, just getting ready for 11 straight weeks of real battles.
Yeah, no doubt. And before I let you go, obviously, you take a look at this summer and the spring and how much the kids kind of developed and what you guys did. Obviously, there's always going to be conditioning and weight training programs, but you also get the kids to some of the camps to compete against some other players. Talk about that, because I think, you know, we were just talking in earlier tonight where, you know, when we went to school, there was never any of these, you know, not this many camps, combines, 7-on-7s and opportunities. Talk about that, because I know you're a big proponent of getting the kids some competition. You can only, you know, run and weightlift so much, but you want to also play a little football.
Yeah, that's kind of been our deal this summer, just getting out, hitting the 7-on-7 circuits, you know, competing out there, seeing where we're at, seeing where we need to get. And, you know, actually sending some of our linemen out, competing in those 5-on-5 tournaments and seeing where they're at as well. That's really going to be a major improvement for our team is up front, and we got some good guys up front, and we're looking forward to getting them competing against other guys this summer so we can hit the ground running this fall.
Yeah, no doubt. And those 5-on-5 things are really good. I know you guys hosted one in the spring. I got an opportunity to come out there. Those are great. I mean, because it's getting your kids, you know, usually the position kids get to go to their 7-on-7s, but sometimes the linemen, you know, they have to sit back and not feel like they're part of the game. But now all those 7-on-7 tournaments have line camps, and now you can bring the entire teams. And I think that's been what a plus it's been as well. Coach, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. I'm always in your corner. Best of luck to you guys. We'll see you coming up at the media day, BCAA media day in a couple of weeks. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. You do it the right way.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for having us.
Good stuff. Coach Kevin Claxton, the head coach at Boyd Anderson, he's been there, done that. And he combines everything, you know, education-wise and athleticism. That's the way to do it. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Now, elite pros, active adults, youth athletes, recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. It's going to be a good one. Zach Poff joins us from Max Preps.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.